Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. 9 minutes after 8 as we jump into your portion of the program. 715-845-2155 if you want to be a part of the program. All right, as I gave the teaser before we came to the Feedback segment, ending up the morning show segment of this program, I said that if you are a prisoner, especially if you're on death row, especially if that's the case, if you're a prisoner, you're of sound mind, and you decide, I don't like peanut butter and jelly for my lunch. I don't like that we are, having to wear pink undies. I don't like that I don't care, whatever the circumstances are. And you decide, in order to call attention to my plight, I'm going to go on a hunger strike. Good luck. Go for it. You do that all you want. You're a prisoner. You've done something against society to earn your place in prison, and you didn't have to do it. You made the choice. You made a bad decision, and you are suffering the consequences of your bad decision. You don't like being in jail? Then don't go to jail. You don't like the circumstances that are there? Well, you didn't have to be there. That's your choice. So you want to go on a hunger strike? Mwah! Have fun. I could care less. But there's a qualifier. Are you of sound mind? Are you able to make the decision of determining your choice of action, your course of action, and weigh the consequences of that course of action, and then accept the risk? Well, the fact that you're in prison means you probably didn't do a very good job of it before. Chances are you're not going to do a very good job of it now, but at least you're able to do it with a clear mind. Having prefaced that, we go to Louisville, Kentucky. A prison doctor there has been fired, and two other staffers are in the midst of being dismissed after an inmate at the Kentucky State Penitentiary starved himself to death, a case that has exposed, according to some lapses in medical treatment and how hunger strikes are being handled at that facility. Prison officials have asked prosecutors to investigate after the Associated Press began asking questions about this inmate's death. The inmate, James Kenneth Embry, 57 years old. He had 3 years left on a 9-year sentence for drug offenses. He began to have some mental breakdowns. He began, according to the article, spiraling out of control around spring of 2013. He stopped taking anti-anxiety meds. Then in December, after weeks of erratic behavior, and that consisted from telling prison staff he felt anxious and paranoid to going as far as to banging his head on the cell door, prisoner Embry eventually just began refusing his meals, and by the time of his death in January of this year, he'd lost 30 pounds, and he was ended up at about 138 pounds on a 6-foot frame. That is emaciated. An internal investigation has determined that medical personnel did not provide him any medication that may have kept his suicidal thoughts at bay, and did not take steps to check on him as his condition worsened. Okay. So here's the question that I put to you. If a prisoner, even if he's in prison on drug charges, a man decides, I am unhappy with my circumstances, I am going to protest by going on a hunger strike. First of all, my opinion, and I'm opening it up to you, my opinion is, let him. You want to go on a hunger strike? Go right ahead. As long as he is of sound mind. So the second part of this discussion, the second part that I pose to you is this. Should the prison system force this man to take his medications?
Well, the other question is then, you are going to allow them to go on a hunger strike until They are so unhealthy that they're about to die, and then you will start to feed them, or are you going to let them die? And if you're going to let them die during a hunger strike, then what is the difference between that and allowing prisoners to off themselves in other ways?
Well, I think if a prisoner comes to the point where they are unconscious, they are, you know, at that level, then I believe it is the duty of the prison system to provide him medical care, bring him back. Okay? I don't think that it is humane to allow a person to waste away in a prison cell when help can be done. Now, this individual refused his meals. Okay? I don't think they should go in and shove the food down his throat. But when he gets to the point where he is so weak from hunger, malnourishment, etc., that he cannot resist,
so suicide, pick
him up, take him into the hospital.
Suicide among inmates should not be allowed.
I don't think so.
All right.
No, I don't. I don't think suicide among inmates should be allowed. I do not feel that he should have been allowed to deteriorate and die when he is clearly suffering from medical conditions that can be, I'm not saying cured, but easily treated and improved by medication. I do not believe this man should have been allowed to die. Should he have been allowed to go on a hunger strike if he was of sound mind? Absolutely. When he gets to the point where he's weak, ask him, you ready to eat now? You ready for us to take care of you? No. Fine. Wait till he loses consciousness. Then pick him up, take him to the infirmary, take him to the hospital, and give him what he needs. But to allow an individual that is mentally unstable to go through this, I believe that is neglect. And I believe it may border on cruel and unusual punishment. I believe fully that you should suffer the consequences of your crime. Crime, the punishment as detailed by law. You're in prison, you're incarcerated, your freedoms are restricted. But it doesn't mean that you're neglected. It doesn't mean that you are, well, for all intents and purposes, allowed to suffer. That's inhumane. So the question comes, should we or should we not allow them to do this? What do you think? We're going to take a break. When we come back, 715-845-2155. We've got a whole lot of stuff to talk about today. Don't go anywhere.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Let's go to Richard. Richard, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. We were just talking about the prison situation.
Yes, sir.
I recall an incident when I lived in Michigan. The local jail had incarcerated a diabetic and refused to administer his medications, and he died.
They refused to administer diabetic medications?
He needed insulin. They wouldn't give him his insulin.
All right. Was the prison system sued for wrongful death?
Well, you know, I don't recall. This was almost 30 years ago. I don't remember how it resolved, but this is not new.
No, it's not new.
Prisoners, and I know the guy's in there for a reason, but not to get that.
Yeah, and this is why we need people that are working in the prison system to have a real level of professionalism. I can understand that prisoners probably don't treat the guards very well. It's not a lot of please and thank you and, gosh, it's good to see you again, sir. I'm pretty sure that there's some animosity. And I don't have a problem with the more you stand out, the more discipline is added to you. But denying medication, that's inhumane. I don't go along with that at all. Thank you very much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Ben on line 4. Ben, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This extension of your show, what day and time would that be?
Oh, we are going to be doing the show, the best of, the morning show, on Sundays starting at noon. And depends on what time the sports games happen, whether or not we'll do a long version or a short version. But starting up at Sunday at noon, this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Will Tom King be part of the show?
Oh, absolutely. We are going to take bits and pieces of the program, the best of the week before, and see if we can't create a best of program. We're going to call it Seth Mila's Radio Buffet.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds terrific.
It'll be served with gravy, too, but it's your responsibility to make the gravy.
Well, we had a vote here on our in the watering hole. It's a thumbs up, thumb down. If Tom King is going to be part of it, we might listen. Otherwise, you know where they can put it.
Okay.
Well, you're awful cheerful this morning. So if Tom King is the only part of the program that makes it worth listening to.
Yes, certainly. You got a good point there, sir.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Why do you keep listening?
Pardon?
Why do you keep listening?
Because Tom King is on the show.
Tom King is on the show.
Yeah.
All right. And you like it when I give him a hard time or you don't?
It doesn't make a bit of difference to me. As long as Tom can handle it, that's good enough.
All right. But you don't like me at all?
Not too much.
Not too much. All right. So why do you call in? Just to bust my chops?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, give me your best shot, Ben.
I got other things to do down in the barn.
No, give me your best shot. Come on. You called in. You said you don't like me. Let's go.
You're not worth the time, fella. I just was wondering about Tom King. That's all.
You're awesome. Ben, thank you for making my day. I appreciate you listening. You're an awesome character. You know what, Ben? You're a fine American. And you know what's funny about it? Ben's going to listen on Sundays for the Best Of program. You know he is.
And I suppose you're going to delete all references to me on Sunday just to,
absolutely
just
not.
To get his goat.
Now that I know that my friend Ben is listening to the program, I love Ben. Ben sends me, listen, what you got to understand, and the guys at the watering hole that Ben is that goes down to, what he just said, he's kidding. Ben sends me some of the nicest things every week. I have gotten a box of chocolates. Ben one time sent me a case of beer. One time he sent me a picture of his family and said, hey, anytime you're in the area, stop by for lunch. You couldn't ask for a nicer guy than Ben. He's a true sweetheart. He really is. He's not as gruff around the edges as you might think. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Ralph.
All right. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to encore Ben's thoughts there.
Yeah?
I think Tom is a very awesome person on that radio.
I do, too.
And I did have nothing against you, but I think Tom is really good.
Do you agree with Tom's political views?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, see,
I love Tom King Day.
See,
I sort of like this.
I don't have anything against Tom. I just think politically he's wrong, but I, as a person, I think he's great.
Thanks.
Oh, you're
Thanks
welcome.
For the call.
All right. Welcome.
You getting all this recorded, by the way?
I absolutely am, and this is going to be...
This is going to be the promo for tomorrow's show?
It very well may be. It very well may be the I Love Tom broadcast. All right,
make sure you copy all of that and send it down to management. You know,
no. if you would like to call and just slather Tom with praise, now's your time to do it. I tell you what,
I didn't put up any of these calls either. I don't know who these people are, but I really appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Well, the important thing, though, is you'll be sending them their check for support. You know what? Let's do. Because these people are just, they've warmed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
They've put me in a frame of mind for giving and paying back to the audience.
Yeah.
I want to get one more qualifier. We may do another one tomorrow, too.
You forgot again, didn't you?
Don't let management know. I'm not good at time management. Let's play the Wausau WSAU Mystery Mileage Game. Call me now, 715-845-2155, and you might be a contestant, and you might qualify for two $400 flight vouchers to anywhere in the continental United States. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sheila.
Good morning. What's your name?
Sheila.
Sheila. Okay, Sheila, are you ready to play the game, or were you calling to lavish praise on Tom?
No, I'm ready to play the game.
All right, you're ready to play the game. All right, you got to get really nice and close to your phone, okay, because I can barely hear you.
Okay.
All right. The hypothetical mileage, mystery mileage, from Central Wisconsin Airport today is 1,590 miles. Which of the cities would you be flying to? Boulder, Salt Lake City, or Vancouver? 1,590 miles, Boulder, Salt Lake City, or Vancouver? Which city would you be going to?
I'll say Salt Lake City.
You're going to say Salt Lake City? Oh, I'm sorry. No, the correct answer is Vancouver. But I tell you what, Sheila, if you hold on the phone as we go into probably some people consider it the best part of the broadcast, the commercials and the news. If you'll hold on, I'll get some information from you, and maybe we'll send you to go see a Wisconsin Woodchucks baseball game. How would you like that?
Sounds good.
All right, Sheila, hold on for me just a second. This is WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Commercial's running.